One of the creepiest aspects of pondering life in the universe is when you remove biology from the equation completely. Explored many times in science fiction, the concept of machine life can go from benign and almost human, such as Mr. Data from Star Trek, or it can go the opposite way, as in Fred Saberhagen's Berserkers or the Reapers from Mass Effect. Underlying these sci-fi concepts is the very real possibility of a civilization being able to create an intelligent machine. It may be a while, or not long at all, depending on who you ask, before humanity is able to create such machines, and it's also possible that such machines might eventually form a civilization of their own. In fact, machine civilizations may end up being the dominant form of intelligent life in the universe. We tend to think of aliens in the sense of biology, that they would be like us in at least some ways, such as having evolved to be intelligent. But we're in an unusual situation where we have only recently become an advanced technological civilization. We don't yet know what our future is going to be, but we are technologically advanced enough to predict certain things about it, such as that artificial intelligence on our level, or for that matter superintelligence, is at least hypothetically possible and may not lie too far in the future. Just how far is uncertain. A lot of it depends on whether we go through a technological singularity, where we exponentially advance until we reach a point where the future becomes utterly unpredictable. An opposing viewpoint would be that we make careful choices to avoid a singularity and remain in control of our future, or that something prevents us from ever reaching that stage, such as unforeseen problems in developing advanced machine intelligence. But going along with this is the nature of biology. As a civilization advances technologically, there comes a point where the weak link in the technological chain is the human brain, or the alien equivalent of it. When computers can outdo human brains, it may become advantageous for us to augment our brains to be more powerful, human superintelligence. And we've already started doing research into brain-to-computer interfaces. With enough development, we might find ourselves transitioned to entirely technological replacements for formerly biological brains, so long as consciousness can successfully transfer into a machine. The universe is well old enough for civilizations to be out there that hit this stage of development far earlier than we did by millions or more years, and may have long ago transitioned to a post-biological existence. But that's only one class of potential machine life. The other is machine life that never was biological, though they may have originally been created by a biological species. This type is perhaps more sinister. There are two options here. One is a civilization tracing back to an artificial intelligence that escaped or destroyed its creators, like the Cylons of Battlestar Galactica. The other is a machine civilization created by another, older machine civilization for some unknown purpose that somehow became independent of the original civilization. Perhaps the spookiest aspect of machine civilizations, should they really turn out to be the more common form of intelligence in the universe, is that they are not governed by the same environmental needs of biological life like that on Earth. Machines do not need atmospheres, are not dependent on liquid water, can handle high radiation environments better than biologicals, and really only need access to raw materials to exist. This would mean that most of the galaxy is habitable to a machine civilization, including places much closer to the center of the galaxy, or in a star cluster, where biological life would find it very difficult to exist, but do possess lots of raw materials. These are also places that we tend not to look for signs of alien life, opening up the possibility that the reason we haven't spotted evidence of alien civilizations yet is because most of them are machine civilizations and we're simply looking in the wrong places. But what if we did detect a machine civilization? Would they wish to interact with us at all? Do biology and technology eventually divorce from each other and go their separate ways? Or would a machine civilization have any interest in the activities of an obscure, primitive biological society such as our own? Or would they seek to destroy us and find biology to be the chief existential threat to machine civilizations? These are questions that cannot be answered before interacting with one. But the one question that nags me most is, how do we see life? Would a machine civilization truly be life? Or would it be something else, intelligent but not truly conscious? I don't know, but it's something to think about because if first contact with an alien civilization ever happens, they may more likely be machines than biologicals. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently observing that science fiction always seems to take alien contact really seriously. What if they turn out to be more like that one neighbor you always avoid and the first SETI message we get translates to working hard or hardly working, followed by a request to borrow our moon, which you know we'll never get back? It could be a huge mess, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.